Hi, dictation from Mika Cooks, MICAHCOOKF. Date of birth is 6/3/95. Date of accident 4/9/2022. Date of services 6/21/2022. Miss Mika Cook is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was reporting of ongoing pain in the neck and the upper back, as well as headaches and the left knee pain, resulting from an automobile accident that occurred on 4/9/2022. She was a restaurant driver and was hit by a high-speed truck from rear-ending accident, and that led to a rollover times four, and basically it was a high-speed rear-ending accident on the driver's side. This caused the car to be total. She injured into her head with the history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, and also pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, pain across the shoulders, and all pains were reported initially 10 with radiation to the left upper arm, and pain in the right knee around 6, as well as across the lower back and also in the pubic symphysis and front of the back. Initially she had pain in the both wrists and both hands also to the tune of 7. The patient was initially seen on 4/18 and was ordered an MRI for the complete spine, and physical therapy was begun. The patient did not come since that time, and she now came on 6/21/2022 after missing 2 visits. The MRI that were done did show findings which are related to arthritic spine, and no injury related to the car accident was visible. Hence, technically the MRIs are normal. She has a degenerative spondylotic changes. The patient has been informed about these changes. Other than that, patient has no radiation to the arm or to the legs at this time. The pain in the knee, in the neck and the upper back is and the lower back is around 5 to 7. Involvement of the ADLs is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the sleep being affected 9, work affected 8, mood and general activity affected 7. Patient reports are 40% improvement in the pain since the accident. In the system review, patient has ongoing headaches that are less frequent and less severe, only 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are only once a week, not related to light or sensitivity to the light or noise, and there is no associated confusion, disorientation, or any loss of equilibrium. Patient reports slight difficulty sleeping, weakness, occasional loss of balance, and poor work performance, and lack of focus. Denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness and neck stiffness associated with pain in the neck and lower back, as well as in the middle and upper back pain. Some pain in the left shoulder is reported, and also in the left knee. On GI, patient reports constipation, stomach pain, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, or shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that neck pain is not there anymore, and the back pain, however, has become worse. The patient reports the medical history. Patient has mentioned that she did not take any pain medication, since she wants an explanation from the doctor regarding each medication. And no changes in surgical history, medical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are Fultran, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 126/74, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination will be from the previous visit of 4/18/2022, dictation number 0502-040. Please use the general review as well as the musculoskeleton and extremities examination. Will carry on along with diagnosis. The plan of care is to review all the maps and the labs from the past time. Patient was informed to visit us every month without fail. Otherwise, she'll be discharged. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week for the entire spine. She's put on a light duty. MRI was reviewed with the patient. She was informed that she has no changes related to the automobile accident, and all the changes are related to her pre-existing degenerative disorders and arthritic changes. Patient is continuing on Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for headaches, and Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tramadol ER 100 mg daily for pain relief, Lunesta 1 mg daily at night for sleep, and lidocaine patches for headaches. Patient is provided with Furosets 1 to 2 every 6 hours. Tablets for headache relief. The patient survived a major trauma, and I think she is doing reasonably well. She is compliant, and we'll see her in a month's time. Thank you.